The Great Floridians program tallied more than 3,000 recommendations spread across 129 historical figures. But Bethune ran away with it, collecting 1,233 of those votes, almost three times more than the second highest vote getter. Bethune is best known, of course, for the college that bears her name.
Bethune-Cookman is fully accredited by the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. It is continually striving to...
But Ashley Robertson says that's just the beginning. She teaches history at the school and curates the Mary McLeod Bethune Foundation, a museum housed in Bethune's former home. Robertson says, starting with Calvin Coolidge, Bethune was an advisor to four U.S. presidents.
She was also a part of the National Youth Administration. She was in charge of Black Affairs, making her the first African-American woman to head a federal agency. Thereafter, she was also consultant to the founding of the United Nations in 1945 in San Francisco.
State lawmakers began the process to replace Edmund Kirby Smith in Statuary Hall earlier this year. The Confederate general is one of two figures representing Florida in Washington, D.C. Miami Republican Representative Jose Diaz co-sponsored the measure, tasking the Great Floridians program with sending state lawmakers three names ahead of next year's legislative session. And he says it's good to see so many recommendations for people of color.
It's great to see diverse options. There's less than 10% of the statutes in Statuary Hall that are women, so to not only be looking at a female candidate, but a female candidate of color is just an amazing testament to our state.
The public recommendation isn't binding, but Diaz says Bethune's overwhelming support bodes well. The Great Floridians Committee meets Wednesday to begin discussing which three figures it will send to the legislature for final approval. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.